Even though this is our third pregnancy, it's our first gender surprise.
I just know it's a boy.
Then explain my weird pregnancy cravings.
Boy or girl, we just want the baby to be healthy.
We've spent months researching the best place to deliver our daughter.
Son.
So, the one thing we're not keeping a surprise?
It's an Eastside baby.
With maternity and NICU experts, breastfeeding support, and more. Celebrate your baby's birthday at Eastside Medical Center. Visit itsaneastsidebaby.com to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mike. I'm glad you know what day it is today. It's the day for Gwinnett Business Radio, and it's not the day for another appointment you had scheduled. That's next week.
I thought I wasn't going to be here this morning, and then I realized, no, it's next Thursday I won't be here. So I, you know.
It's okay.
My days are all messed up.
That makes you a father and a man.
But I got here on time, driving my beautiful Subaru.
Speaking of Subaru, you need to, and our listeners need to satisfy your Subaru urge by visiting Subaru of Gwinnett, proudly serving drivers from Duluth and all over the metro Atlanta area. Their dealership has been built a reputation on providing courteous, honest service. Our customers appreciate the way they do business, and they know you will too. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com or join their Facebook or other social media pages.
All right, Stephen, I'm excited about today's show. We've got a gentleman on, a business leader here in the community that I've been wanting to get on for, gosh, 2 months since I first met him, because I want to share his story. His name is Luciano Lambera. He's with MC Granite Countertops. And Luciano, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for the invitation. Thank you so much, Mike, Steve, and Amanda. I truly appreciate it. You know, like I said, my name is Luciano Lambera, and I'm the founder and president of MC Granite Countertops.
Before we share your story and your background and how you got to where you are today, tell us all about MC Granite Countertops, your business, and what you offer, what your product is.
Well, MC Granite right now, we currently have, you know, 5 locations in three different states. We pretty much sell, you know, countertops for hospitals, builders, you know, designers, pretty much anywhere that you need a countertop. We sell from granite, quartz, quartzite, marble, and soapstone as well.
So where did that idea come from? What kind of background did you come from, and where'd the concept, and specifically, how'd you get to where you actually started the business yourself?
Well, we used to live in California, and about 20 years ago, we moved to Georgia. And at that time, my brother was actually working for a granite company. And I'm not going to say the name because I don't want him to
get any
credit.
You don't need to, yeah.
So I didn't have a job back then. He said, hey, Luciano, would you like to get a job where I'm working? I said, why not? You know, he's in the granite industry. And I said, you know what? Why not? I don't have a job. Let's do it. So I actually started working for that company about 20 years ago. And, you know, I started at the very bottom, you know, sweeping floors, you know, being a section leader. And then eventually I became a manager there. And I saw the potential. And that's when I was thinking, you know, maybe it's time for us to, you know, start thinking to become business owners.
So when you actually started MC Granite Countertops on your own, you went and got a $1 million loan, right? How did that actually start?
Well, it's actually a very good story, because I started my business with only $2,000 in the back of my house, and right now we are a multi-million-dollar company, and we hire more than over 100 employees, you know, in the 3 different states, and we are very blessed to be able to create a lot of jobs for that community.
So when you start with $2,000 and you start in the back of the house, the number one asset you had was hard work, hustle, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, I had a very good dream, you know, and my passion, and you gotta have the discipline to be able to, you know, to make that dream happen. Definitely, yeah.
So when you're starting, and I'm partially asking this question for all the entrepreneurs out there who are starting with a dream, and maybe they're starting with $3,000 rather than $2,000 in the back of their house. What were some of the early successes that you looked at and you said, okay, okay, I think I'm on to something.
Well, there. To be honest with you, I mean, the first years, it was not very easy. You know, I almost lost my house, but I always have I wanted to make it happen, and I always used to ask God, you know what? You know, I know I can do it. Please give me the opportunity. I never asked God to put anything in front of me. It's just give me the opportunity to make it happen. And I always said to people, you know, when you have nothing, you have nothing to lose. So at that time was only $2,000 that I invested, and truly that made a difference in my life, and I changed all my life, family's life, the way they see business right now. Everybody, all my kids, they don't want to be employees. They want to be business owners. You know, I changed their mentality. And, you know, and it's just good.
Yeah. I think there's a lesson to be learned for an entrepreneur is that you are going to suffer some hard times, but you kept going forward, that when things don't go as well, don't give up right away. Continue to move forward.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, and one of the things that I always say, you know, in life, you know, there's some good days and there's some bad days. But if you really pay attention, there's a lot more good days than bad days. And if you can count your blessings, my God, we got so much blessings, you know, versus bad stuff.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, this is a country of opportunity, and people come here with dreams, the American dream, as they say. In your opinion, is the American dream still alive?
Oh, my God. You know, American dream is alive more than ever. You know, the American dream is for those people that actually get up every day and try to make a difference, trying to make it better for themselves, trying to better their future of their families. You know, I believe the American dream so strongly, because, you know, with only $2,000 and this amazing, blessed country, actually, they gave me the opportunity to be part of this great nation. And, I mean, I'm telling you, if you work hard, if you have the discipline and you have the courage and you have the, you know, I'm sorry, cojones, you're going to make it happen.
You don't ever have to be sorry for talking about cojones. That's okay. It's a necessary part of the American dream.
You got to have that, yes.
So so apart from the cojones, let me ask, what are some of the other attributes that you saw in yourself as you built your business? And also, what were some of the attributes that you saw in some of the first people you worked with? Because obviously you started it by yourself, but very quickly granite countertops, you can't run it yourself. You had to have a team.
Right.
So what were some of the things you saw in some of your early team members?
You know, I'm going to change a little bit of the answer about that question is, you know, when I came to this country, I actually saw, you know, everybody had nice cars and nice houses, especially, you know, Americans, you know. And I said, you know what, if these people have this nice stuff, why I cannot have those things? And I say, you know, the way they do it is because they work hard. They have the discipline. So you know what? One day I'm going to own a nice car. One day I'm going to own a nice car and a house and everything that I wanted to. And you know, if you work hard, you can definitely make that happen. You have to have a dream. You have to have goals in life. You have to have monthly goals, weekly goals, daily goals. I wake up every day, you know, it doesn't matter what the day is going to bring me. My attitude is whatever God puts in front of me, I'm going to go right through it. Whether it's good or bad, I'm going to go through it. And that's the American dream. I make it happen. It's not easy.
One step at a time is what you're saying.
One step at a time.
So it's not going to happen overnight. People have to realize it's going to take time.
It takes time. It doesn't come that easy. Trust me.
What about people around you? Did you surround yourself with people that were supportive of you doing? Because I know a lot of times you probably have people saying, Luciano, this is not going to work. You need to try something else or get a regular job, work for somebody else. I'm sure you had heard that all the time.
Let me tell you about that. At that time, I used to be very good friends with I'm not going to say his name again. He told me, Luciano, do you really know what it takes to be a business owner? Do you know you have to pay taxes? You're going to have to pay workers' comp, general liability. I mean, Luciano, I don't think you're that smart to be a business owner. Well, I can tell you right now, my company is about 100 times bigger than his company. And I told to his face, you know what, guy? I said, even if I lose everything that I have saved, even if I lose the house that my family lives in, I'm not going to give up because I believe in myself that I'm going to make this happen. And I did. And I prove he's wrong, and I know he knows that.
he will now.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
We're speaking with Luciano Lombara. He is the founder and president of MC Granite Countertops. Let me shift real quickly back to the business for just a second. Talk a little bit about the products you guys offer. Talk a little bit about there's a concept called edge profiles that I think is a little bit of a specialty of your company. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the edge profile is just the finish on the countertop. But, I mean, my business, you know, like I said, we pretty much cover anything that anybody needs a countertop. We can do hospitals, we can do big, you know, developments like builders. You know, it can be from one house a year for custom. It can be, you know, 300 houses a year. We currently have what is called builders program, which we can discount, give those guys because of the volume a much better price. But like I said, I mean, we put fireplaces, you know, outdoor kitchens, obviously kitchen, bathrooms, fireplaces, bars, you know, pretty much anywhere that you need a piece of natural stone to enhance any area in any place.
And as far as countertops nowadays, almost all are using natural stone, correct? So you guys can pretty much, almost any need anybody has, any price point, you can help find.
Well, my company, it truly is one of the largest, when I said on-site inventory. We probably have in Kennesaw nearly 5,000 slabs. It goes from granite, quartz, quartzite, soapstone, and marble. We pretty much carry everything. I mean, MC Granite, it truly is a one-stop shop. I mean, we have the best prices, great customer service, and trust me, if you have a job, just give us a shot. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, I like it.
Talk about your locations in the areas that you can serve. Obviously, we're on businessradiox.com. We're online, so anyone in the country can hear us. Can you serve anywhere in the country, or are you more in the Southeast?
Well, right now, we try to stay in Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina, South Georgia. But my philosophy is very simple. We go where the money is. If the customers is willing to pay the extra, you know, trip charge,
yeah,
by God, we'll be in Texas tomorrow.
Yeah. You're a smart man.
Yes, sir.
What are your plans for the company as we talk about MC Granite Countertops? 5 years from now, 10 years from now, would you like to be from coast to coast?
That's a very good question, Mike. We would like to, you know, I'm only 41 years old, and I got so much energy. And my idea is to probably open 2 locations a year. So by the year, probably in the next 10 years, we would like to have at least 25 locations, at least in the Southeast, because there's a lot of demand over here. And I feel with the business model of MC Granite, we can definitely reach out to so many business. I mean, so many cities around every locations and just keep growing it.
And when you talk about, so you talked about your Kennesaw location and having, I think the number was 5,000, you said. I'm imagining that competition that's only one-tenth of your size, they might have a handful. Hey, we got 5 choices.
They probably have like 10, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the things that sets you guys apart is, like you said, whatever I can dream up, you've probably got in your inventory somewhere.
My philosophy, it truly is, if you can dream it, I can build it.
I like it.
Literally, I mean, when you're talking about slabs or granite, it's literally like a plywood slab. It's like a plywood. You can build anything out of plywood. Well, I can duplicate that. I can, you know, make that out of granite. And I actually have done it.
So let's go back to the entrepreneurial journey that you're on and are really just getting started on, it sounds like. I want to ask a question again for that person listening who's maybe just starting out, maybe a year in, couple years into their journey. What are some pieces of advice that you would give to someone who's kind of starting their entrepreneurial journey as you look back on yours?
Well, like I said a minute ago, you know, when you have nothing to lose. If you have a dream, chase it. Wake up with the right attitude and go get it.
Yeah.
It's there. If you have that itch, it's yours. Go get it. And don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's not easy. You're going to find a lot of people are going to say, you know what, Mike, you crazy. What the hell are you doing, you know? You
crazy. Wouldn't be the first.
You know? Yeah, I hear it all every day. Yeah, I'm around him. Yeah.
Just believe in yourself. Trust me. Yeah. If you believe in this, I have always said this to my kids. You know, it's always better if you have a father or a mother, if you want to chase a dream, it's always better for your kids to say, you know what, my mother and my father, they had a dream and they chased it and they tried and they tried, and but they couldn't do it. They're going to respect you for that. But if you had a dream and your kids knew about the dream and you just didn't have the cojones to go and follow your dream and make it happen, they're not going to respect you for that. They say, oh, my dad was just a coward.
Yeah. Where did this work ethic come from, this American dream that you wanted to go after? Obviously, it must have been ingrained in you at a young age. Where did this come from?
Well, that's a good question. Brings me back to my childhood. I'm from Mexico, and my father, you know, his work ethic is very, very straightforward. He said, Luciano, when you say you're going to do something, you better do it. So, we grew up very poor in Mexico, you know, just like a normal family over there in Mexico, you know. And I had the opportunity to come to America in my early years when I was about 15 years old. And the first thing that I when I came to this country, I saw the potential, and I saw that, you know, Americans, you know, well, now I became an American, but the thing is this, you guys don't know what you guys have in front of you. I'm telling you, this nation is so easy to make money. I always say this, if I get a pile of dirt and I'm just digging with my finger like this, I literally, you can see $100 bill coming out. It's that easy to make money in this country. You just gotta have the passion and you gotta work hard every day. I'm telling you, you can make it happen here in this country. All these people that say that American dream is dead, they are so crazy. They need to start by changing their mentality and the way they see life. I'm telling you the truth. The American dream is alive more than ever.
Are you an exception in the Hispanic community, your thought process? Are you an exception, or is that the prevalent thought among the whole Hispanic community?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I consider myself, I guess, not normal because, you know, I like to – if I see people that have nice things, well, I would like to get the same thing. Most of my Hispanic community, you know, they are very hard workers. But guess what? They need a lot of help organizing themselves. They need to organize themselves. And that's where we are very poor, because we need to educate our people. I'm telling you, if we Hispanic community had somebody to tell them, hey, this is how you need to do, this is how you need to form your business, this is how the businesses license and insurance, I can guarantee you there will be so many Hispanic business opening by the day.
Because that's a great point you make, Luciana, because the Hispanic community, if you think about it, they're known for being hard workers, yet they don't have the success that you've had.
Yeah, we get in trouble every day, you know, we get a DUI here, but we're still hard worker people, yes.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder, you talked about you're not normal. By the way, welcome to the room of not normal people. We're glad that you joined us today. But I think what comes through loud and clear as you tell your story is there's an entrepreneurial spirit, you know, that idea of chasing the dream. You call it the American dream. It's the dream of owning your own business, which we have the freedom to do, right? You know, property rights here in this country allow us to do that. And so I think social community, ethnic community, there are those entrepreneurial dreamers, right?
Absolutely.
And they're the ones who are the visionaries kind of leading the way. And what I love is you also say, hey, if you want, I'll tell you how I did it, and I'll show you what I did to open these doors or that doors. And that's the key is it's not just you doing it yourself. You're now getting to the point where you're like, if I can help a few other people do exactly what I did and they put in the work that I did, they can be successful too.
I actually changed, you know, the way you're saying this actually makes sense. You know, I actually changed the way my family thinks about business, you know. Yeah. And this is one of the things I always criticize about this, you know, school districts. They don't teach the kids to be business owners.
Right.
You know, even your parents, they tell you, you know what, go to school, get a great education, you get a great job. But we never tell our kids, go to school so you can become an entrepreneur, so you can make a business, so you can create jobs. And those are the mentality that I would love for school districts literally to come up with the class as common sense.
Right.
And please teach our kids to become business owners, not employees. We need people to create jobs.
I think that's where you need the private enterprises like you and I and Business Radio X to get that word out there, because the schools and the government is not doing that.
I'm telling you.
Teach networking skills. Teach, you know, how to conduct yourself in a professional manner in a meeting. You know, teach money management. Don't get me started.
You know, what's customer service? You know.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I've said that the educational system is. It seems to me like it's very much here's a box of stuff. We're just going to make sure we can get as many people through this canal of learning. It's not necessarily life skills.
Right.
It's a box of knowledge. Here you go. What you do with it? They don't necessarily teach them how to figure out what do I need to do, because there are people, the entrepreneurial dream is alive for anyone. I also believe there are people who are wired to be great employees, right? Not everybody wants to necessarily control everything of a company. You've got people on your team who are great managers and great leaders of other people. They don't necessarily want to run their whole company. You want to reward them and make them feel like a vital part of the team moving forward, correct?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the visions that I see for my company is to actually pick the employees that really care about MC Granite and make them partners. And I'm telling you, if I start making my best employees to become small partners of MC Granum, my company is going to grow so much bigger because I don't have to worry about manage anything. They will manage their money, which means they will help me grow this company as big as I would like to.
That's the math of an entrepreneur. You're trying to multiply the company by finding other part owners
who
will benefit from the multiplication rather than just addition.
Because my goal is to, you know, when I get 25 locations, is to buy an island in Mexico and just go live it like a king over there.
Well, remember us when you do that. I'll tell you, we definitely know who the smartest man in the room is.
It ain't me, that's for sure.
Before we let you go, Luciano, the name of the company, MC Granite Granite Countertop. Talk about the MC.
Yeah, MC Granite, that's a good question, Mike. MC Granite actually is the letter, the first letter of my kids. Miguel, M. C is Carlos, so MC Granite Countertop is my kid's first initial of their name.
And was that the name from the very beginning?
Absolutely, yes.
So right there, part of your dream, part of your vision was, this is for my kids.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Awesome stuff. Luciano, thank you again for your time. Again, now you see, Stephen, why I wanted to get Luciano on.
Hey, I never doubted it. Yeah, I never doubted you on that, Mike.
For those that would like to find out more about your great products and MC Granite Countertop, where can they get that information?
Well, you can actually log into mcgraniteCountertops.com. And you can call headquarters, which is Kennesaw, Georgia. The phone number is 770-833-8075. Once again, mcgraniteCountertops.com, 770-833-8075.
And when you buy that island, your favorite radio guys that you'll bring along are?
You know, Business Radio X.
Yeah,
that a baby. That a baby. All right. I want to thank our guest, Luciano Lombera, with MC Granite Countertops for joining us here on the program.
So when we do that and we go to the island, Trey will be the island DJ, right? Pumping the tunes. And then you and I will be...
We'll just broadcast from there. We'll open a studio on the island.
Exactly. And we'll bring in business leaders. We'll fly them in and they'll do their shows. I like it.
Can I just say one more thing, guys, before we leave?
Absolutely.
I would like to thank my brothers, you know, Juan Lombera. He actually runs the Tennessee locations. You know, he's in Nashville, downtown Nashville.
Nashville.
And we also have the Clarksville location. Juan is in charge of those two locations. And my brother, Cesar Lombera, he actually runs the Charlotte, North Carolina location. And I also want to thank Maria. She's my CFO for being my angel. She's actually with me all the time. She keeps up with me. She keeps myself organized, and she keeps me out of trouble.
I'm sure that's a full-time job right there, Maria, right? As she shakes her head, yes. And that's a great point, Luciano, though. Sometimes you try to do it all yourself, but you can't. You got to surround yourself with good people.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how I'm going to grow my company. And also, I want to thank Benjamin, and we are actually going next to the state of Florida with the sixth location with Mr. Benjamin Ortiz.
Congratulations on all your success.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, before you wrap up the show, I want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com.
And we want to remind everybody, that you can listen to this show anytime you want, 24/7. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Business Gwinnett Studio, and then click on Gwinnett Business Radio.
You can also remind anybody every time on Gwinnett. I saw you were messing that up.
And the show's on iTunes. It's all over the place. So whenever you want to hear, you're working hard and things aren't going well and you need a little pickup, this is a great story right here.
Put this one in the loop and listen to it a few times.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, again, a thank you to our guests. Thank you, Steve. Thank you to our producer, Trey and Amanda. And for the entire crew here at Business Radio X, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!